This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Sunday Russian troops were advancing in four areas in the east of the country amid fierce fighting, but reported its forces moving forward in the south. The latest developments on the battlefield came after Ukrainian officials and said Russia launched its first overnight drone attack on the capital, Kyiv, in 12 days. Ukraine said all the drones were downed. Russian news outlets are reporting that a social media troll factory owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian mercenary leader used to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries, has been disbanded following the stunning mutiny by Prigozhin and his Wagner group fighters in Russia last month. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The U.S. government and European Union have long accused Prigozhin of funding an organization known as the Internet Research Agency, which Washington says is a troll farm that tried to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. Prigozhin himself has previously admitted to interfering in U.S. elections and that he founded and financed the organization, although the Kremlin has always denied any interference.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Clashes between Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces intensified on Sunday as the war in the country's capital and western regions entered its 12th week, with no attempts in sight to bring a peaceful end to the conflict. Air and artillery strikes, as well as small arms fire, could be heard, particularly in the city of Omdurman, as well as in the capital, Khartoum, as the conflict deepens a humanitarian crisis and threatens to draw in other regional interests. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile.